Ah, Mr. Smith, please come in. Goodness, 20 minutes early for your appointment. You are eager. No, no, it's not a problem at all. Please take a seat. I take it last week's treatment didn't scare you off. Only sometimes when my patients see my hands-on approach, well, some of them feel it's a little too extreme and I don't hear from them again. Oh, just one thing before we get started. I hope you don't mind, but I have to make an important phone call to one of my patients. He's currently away on holiday, so we had to switch to a phone appointment for this week. As I said, I wasn't expecting you this early. Oh, don't worry, though. It should only take a few minutes. He rarely lasts longer than 5. No, it's okay. You don't have to leave the room. Hello, Mr. James? Yes, it's your doctor. Are you alone? Good. Take your cock out. Is it hard? Well, get it hard. Spit on your hand. Wrap it around your shaft. Now wank it for me. Yes, nice and fast now. I'm terribly sorry about this, Mr. Smith. It shouldn't take very long. Help yourself to a coffee while you wait. Okay, Mr. James, close your eyes. I want you to concentrate. I want you to think about my large breasts, my big, soft, round tits. Remember when I first revealed them to you? I want you to think about how they felt smacking against your face as I was riding you in our last session. Do you remember that? Of course you fucking do. How could you forget the feeling of your doctor's soaking wet cunt grinding down on your hard fucking cock? Wank it faster. Come on. Wank it nice and fast for your doctor. Tell me, Mr. James, how close are you from 1 to 10? He's at 6 already, Mr. Smith, so I should be done in a jiffy. Come on, Mr. James. Wank it faster now. Remember how good it felt when you were in my pussy, and then in my mouth, and in my pussy again, and then back in my mouth. Remember when you were fucking my throat like a cunt? Yeah, yeah, you liked that, didn't you? You naughty boy. Come on, keep wanking for me, you dirty fucker. Spit on your hand again. Get it nice and wet, just like my cunt. He's breathing very fast now. It won't be long. Why don't you pop over to the bed and make yourself comfortable? I'll be with you shortly. Oh, come on, Mr. James. I know you can wank faster than that. Come on. Put the phone to your cock. I want to hear how fast you're wanking. Good. Why don't you take your clothes off, Mr. Smith? He's almost finished. Very good, Mr. James. Now pump that fist. How close are you? 8? Can you feel yourself wanting to come? Okay, Mr. James, I'm going to have to ask you to stop. That means now, Mr. James, I can still hear the sound of you wanking. Take your hand off your cock. Now, look, I know you want to come, but you can't. Please, you've lasted this many sessions without coming. Don't ruin it now. Remember the promise I made to you? Mm-hmm. 3 more sessions and I'll let you come all over my face, yes? Then stop. Good. Okay, looking at my watch, it looks like that's a new record. Make sure you take a cold shower and I'll see you next week. Goodbye, Mr. James. Sorry about that, Mr. Smith. A sex therapist's work is never done. What you heard there was a result of many sessions of penis reconditioning. He's actually making quite good progress. But enough about him. How are you, Mr. Smith? Good. Good. And I take it you've been following my instructions? No ejaculating? Very good. I know it's difficult, Mr. Smith, but the longer you go without ejaculating, the better. We're trying to teach your penis to receive pleasure without reaching orgasm. And have you been practicing the exercises I emailed over to you? That's right, the squeezing technique. Good, so you've been masturbating twice a day without ejaculating and squeezing the head of your penis to stifle the orgasm? Excellent, excellent. And how long have you been lasting as a result? Oh, very good, Mr. Smith. You really do seem to be taking to this therapy rather splendidly. It will be interesting to see if those exercises will help you last longer in today's session. So, as I explained last week, today's session will be focused on how long you can hold back during oral stimulation. Do you understand? Good. And do you understand that this will involve myself performing oral sex on you? Excellent. I feel I should warn you, Mr. Smith. This is going to be quite a challenge for you. I know how excited you got in our last session, and oral stimulation is, well, it's much more pleasurable than a handjob. Back at the Sex Therapy Academy, I was top of my class in oral studies, and I have my blowjob technique down to a fine art. So, as I said, this is going to be quite a challenge for you. Ah, nurse, thank you for joining us. You remember my nurse, don't you, Mr. Smith? As usual, she will be taking notes and keeping track of the stopwatch. I'm also giving her a little on-the-job training today. Oh, don't worry, she won't be joining in. I'm just going to be using this session to teach her about my technique a little. I hope that's okay. Excellent, okay. Let's get started, shall we? Nurse, please get the stopwatch ready. I'd like you to begin the timer the moment my mouth makes contact with Mr. Smith's penis. Let me just slip this blouse off. Yes, this treatment can get quite messy. Have you thoroughly washed your penis, Mr. Smith? Very good. Nurse, could you please unzip the back of my skirt? Thank you. Oh my, Mr. Smith, look at you. You're as hard as a brick. Nurse, please make a note. Once again, Mr. Smith has become fully erect at the sight of me in my bra and knickers. Okay, I'm just going to get up on the bed between your legs, Mr. Smith. Now, nurse, please observe what I'm doing. Watch closely. I find that kissing is always a good place to start. So I like to lick my lips. And plant a few little kisses along the shaft, like this. You don't have to suck the penis straight away. Make out with it a little. Circle your tongue around the head. Build the anticipation before he enters your mouth. And don't forget a little dirty talk while you're down there. Yeah, you like my soft, full, wet lips on your hard cock, don't you, Mr. Smith? One of the most important aspects of a blowjob, nurse, is to get the penis wet and slick. Remember that a penis is designed to be stimulated by a vagina, so I tried to recreate that environment. Warm, tight, wet. I like to use spit, a lot of spit, like so much spit when it comes to blowjobs. There's no such thing as too much saliva. Let me tell you. I've never once looked down at a patient's penis and thought it was too slimy. You like that, Mr. Smith? You like seeing that long stream of saliva trickling down over your cock, getting it nice and wet for my warm mouth. Now, the tongue is very important during oral stimulation. Do not forget to use it. Don't let it lie in your mouth like a dead fish. Lick all around his shaft. Circle it around the head. Lick it from base to tip. Like this. With a wide, relaxed tongue, I'm going to repeatedly lick and lap his penis upward like a melting ice cream cone. And now I'm going to put the entire thing in my mouth. When his cock is dripping wet, your lips will slide up and down his shaft smoothly. Look at that cock, Mr. Smith. Why, it's positively drowning in my saliva. What a naughty, messy cocksucker you have for a doctor. Notice, nurse, how I keep my lips tight around the shaft while I move up and down. It creates a vacuum effect, which feels really nice for him. And when you have beautiful full lips like mine, nurse, it's important that you use that to your advantage when treating a patient. Now, this is a move I picked up from watching porn. You hold the patient's penis deep in your mouth and suck on it as hard as you can. Then, very slowly, pull up, creating a tight seal with your lips. When you get just to his head, suck as hard as you can, and then pull off completely. Most men love the sound of the wet pop as much as the feeling, and that feeling, that sudden release of pressure, will give him intense pleasure. Allow me to demonstrate. Notice how deeply the patient is moaning, nurse. Those lip pops are having the desired effect. You like how my mouth feels around your cock? I could eat this dick for hours. How are you doing, Mr. Smith? From 1 to 10. Oh, I see. That high already. Nurse, please note that the patient is already at a solid 8. Well, in that case, if you were that close, it wouldn't be wise to continue. But, there's no need to end this session this early. Let's see if we can't help you last a little longer, shall we? Let's employ the technique you've been practicing all week. I'm going to squeeze just below the head of your penis with my thumb and index finger. That's it. Just lie back, stare at the ceiling, and take some deep breaths. In, out, in, and out. That's it. In, and out. I'm just going to apply more pressure. In, and out. Good, very good. Keep breathing, Mr. Smith. I'm squeezing nice and hard now. Nurse, please note that at this time in the session, I'm employing the squeezing technique to allow the impending orgasm to subside. Nice, gentle breath, Mr. Smith. In and out and in and out. Very good. I can feel your penis soften ever so slightly. So, from 1 to 10, how close now? A 5. Very good, Mr. Smith. I think that's low enough. Okay, let's not waste any more time, shall we? Time to get into the nitty-gritty of the blowjob. Nurse, please pass over my hair clip. When my head really starts to bob up and down, my hair tends to fall all over my face, obscuring the patient's view. You see, the male is a very visual creature, and the sight of his penis sliding in and out of my mouth, covered with my saliva, is going to be a huge turn-on for him. So we want Mr. Smith to see everything. Never forget that the whole point of this treatment is to inspire maximum arousal. Also, eye contact with your patient is very important. Observe. Glance up at him, like this, and just as you're about to take his penis as far into your mouth as you can, give him a flirtatious smile, and then... then... maintain eye contact for almost the entire time. This technique is very intimate, as extended eye contact causes a release of oxytocin, the bonding hormone in both you and the patient. That's it, Mr. Smith. Look into your doctor's hungry eyes while I eagerly eat that dick. Bobbing my head up and down. Looking up at you while I spit and slobber all over that fat cock. Now, I realise, nurse, that in most situations, drooling from your mouth isn't very pleasant. But you're in a sloppy blowjob. Well, there's no need to be ladylike. So whatever you do, don't swallow any spit. Just let it roll out of your mouth and down his penis and balls. Now, nurse, deep throating is an advanced skill that I have become quite the expert in. Don't worry if it takes you some time to get the knack of it. It takes time to become as skilled as I am. The most important aspect of learning how to deep throat your patient without gagging is to get your gag reflex under control. This just takes practice. Put his cock right to the back of your throat, like this. When you start deep throating, you're going to quickly notice that you're producing large quantities of saliva. Now, I happen to salivate very easily, so already the head is slick and moist. And when you get that gag feeling, your mouth produces a very viscous and slippery version of your normal saliva. Observe. As you can see, a gush of extra thick saliva comes out, which is actually what I want. I let it drip out of my mouth, down from my lips, and onto the patient's penis. Using both my hands, I smile up at him as I start to coat him with my juices. Okay, now, don't worry about the strange little noises kissing, gagging and sucking make. Those sounds just add stimulation to the patient's mental state. Look at all that thick natural lube. Now, just let that sexy goop slide down his cock and use it as the perfect homemade hand job lube. And just start stroking him for a bit with that lovely throat spit. Yeah, you like this nasty, sloppy wank, don't you, Mr. Smith? Yeah? Be sure to use your hands to your advantage. Grip his penis and move it up and down in sync with your mouth. Be sure there's enough saliva so you can glide up and down easily. Use both hands if you want. Gently suck on the head of his penis while your hand moves up and down. Make sure the palms of your hands are soaked in that thick saliva. That way, your patient won't know where your mouth ends and your hands begin. Don't worry, nurse. Using your hands during oral sex isn't cheating. Your hands will provide pressure and a stroking motion that you can't comfortably provide with your mouth alone. Your mouth is soft and warm and wet. Your hands are strong and fast. Use them together. Your hands are your secret weapons. Nurse, please note the patient is trembling and seems to be getting close to orgasm. Tell me, Mr. Smith, how close are we? Oh gosh, 7. Very well. I think we can afford just a fraction more oral stimulation before we get to the point of no return. Look, Mr. Smith, look at all that wet, gooey spit dripping down your doctor's big fat tits as I'm eating your dick. I see my shiny, glistening tits wobble as I suck and wank you harder. Yeah. You want to come, don't you? You want to come in my wet mouth? On my soft, pink tongue? You want to coat the back of my throat? You want to make a nasty mess inside doctor's warm mouth, don't you? Okay, time to stop. Nurse, please get Mr. Smith a towel to dry himself off. Oh, well, come on, Mr. Smith. No need to look at me like that. Like a disappointed little boy who's just had his favourite toy taken away from him. As you know, you're only permitted to ejaculate when I deem you ready. And you are a very long way off yet. How long was that, according to the stopwatch, nurse? Oh, well, that's not too bad. As I said, though, we have a long way to go yet. Nurse, I hope you found that educational. Very good. Now, Mr. Smith, continue your edging exercises at home until our next session. And as always, no coming. Now, typically the third session would be penetration, but since you were quite helpless in my mouth, I really don't think you're ready for my vagina just yet. So a few more sessions of oral stimulation is in order, I think. Now, I'm going to get dressed and the nurse will see you out. Good day, Mr. Smith.